1 Corinthians 15:12-20. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. Romans 10:9-13. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shalom Aleichem, peace be upon you. Welcome to the broadcast. It's Resurrection Sunday, April 1st, 2018. And you know, the resurrection of Messiah, of our Lord Jesus Christ, is the pillar of everything for our faith. You know, like Paul says, if this hasn't happened, if Christ hasn't been raised from the dead, then we're still in our sins and our whole faith is in vain. And those who are even asleep, those who have died believing in Christ, they're not saved either. They're going to perish. You know, if this hasn't happened, we are all men most miserable, he says. But the good news is that Christ has risen from the dead, and he has become the first fruits of all of them who have slept. And anyone who believes, he says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, because it's with the heart that man believeth unto righteousness. And it's with the mouth that a confession is made into salvation. There's no longer Jew or Greek, Jew or Gentile. Like he says in verse 12, there's no difference. Why? Because we all have the same Lord. And it's only through faith upon him that you can be saved. Whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Greek, a Gentile, it doesn't matter. There's only one path, and that narrow path is Jesus Christ. He was the Passover lamb. The Passover blood in the Exodus was painted on the doorpost. And there was a lamb without spot or blemish that was killed, and its blood was shed. And when the death angel saw the blood on the doorpost, he passed over them, and judgment did not fall upon the Israelites. And Jesus Christ is our Passover lamb. And anybody that's covered in that blood through faith, God's wrath will pass over and eternal life will be given. This is the good news. The good news is, no matter where you've been in your life, what you've done, mistakes that you've made, families that you've come from, and it doesn't matter where you are at right now, if you will just believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord, that he is the Son of God, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. That is the good news. And it's good news for us all. Because we are all sinners. We have all fallen short of the glory of God. And we are all deserving of hellfire and judgment. But if we have been blessed, Jesus says, you know, nobody comes to me unless the Father draws him. So if you believe upon Jesus today, it's not because you did something great. It's not because you're so wise and you figured it out. It's because God showed you great mercy and loved you first. If you were able to believe, it's because God made that possible for you. It's because God opened your eyes and showed you the Son. Nobody comes to me unless the Father draws them. Nobody goes to the Father unless through me. You see, God opens your eyes, shows you his Son. You celebrate that great news when you finally believe and understand that in your heart. And then through that faith in Jesus, you are now able to be reconciled to God. Not through any work of your own, lest any man should boast, but through the finished work of the cross. Today, I just wanted to read Luke chapter 24, and that'll be it. It is, though, 53 verses, so we're going to read the story of the resurrection. There will not be a podcast Monday or Tuesday, just because we're doing this one on Sunday, and so our next podcast will be Wednesday, like we normally would. So let's together, and I need to put my headphones on. I got up early this morning so I could do this before church and all of that, and totally forgot to put on my headphones as I'm recording this. All right, here we go. All right, so we're going to read Luke chapter 24. And Jesus has already been crucified and buried in the tomb. And that's where the story is going to pick up here in Luke chapter 24. And we're reading from the King James Bible. Let's begin. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into a sepulcher, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulcher. And they entered in, and they found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed about, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and crucified, and on the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. And they returned from the sepulchre, and they told all these things unto the 11, and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, and Joanna, and Mary the mother of James, and the other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Then arose Peter, and ran into the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen cloths laid by themselves. And he departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem, about 64 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? and the one of them whose name is Cleophas. Answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which would have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre, and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto him, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ have suffered these things to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them, and their eyes were opened. And they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said to one another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened up the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. He probably said in Hebrew, Shalom Aleichem. You know, I want to take a break for a second here. I just love that story as he's walking down the road with them. And of course, God has closed their eyes to be able to understand who he is. And you see, this is why I say, let's not get so caught up thinking that we understand everything about prophecy. Because here, they had all these scriptures and the prophets and Moses and the Psalms and... You know, the scriptures talk about how the Messiah would suffer. And yet they did not recognize that. And they knew all these things. And then Jesus comes along and he walks with them and talks with them. And then he opens up the scriptures to them. And it says that their hearts burned within them while he opened up the scriptures. And I just love that picture. And my point is there's a lot of things we think we know and we think we understand about Messiah's second coming, which I think we would all agree and believe is near. But maybe things aren't going to be exactly like we think they're going to be because we don't quite understand the scriptures as well as we think we might. And so I think our eyes need to be on Jesus and on his next coming. And I'm looking forward to that day, and I hope that he comes to make things right soon. And that's our job. Our job is to share this good news of Jesus Christ, that he paid for our sins, that he was risen from the dead, and that he's also coming back, and that the kingdom of God is coming. And that all this evil out in the world, all this injustice, all this unrighteousness, all this filth and perversion and wickedness and demonic activity that's so ramped up and so in our faces right now is going to be squashed. Just like the plan of Satan right here was squashed with the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Just like sin was squashed. Just like a way was made. And so here we are in verse 36. They're talking about this. They're telling the other disciples that this happened. And then Jesus appears before them in the midst of them and says, "Peace unto you." Verse 37, and they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, "Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet, that it is myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones as ye have seen, as ye see me have." And when he had spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, "Have ye here any meat?" And they gave him a piece of broiled fish and of honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, "These are the words which I have spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me." Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. And he said unto them, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things." You see, friends, all of these things, all the Old Testament, all the prophets, all the Psalms, it's all pointing to Jesus. It's all pointing to him. And our goal, our job, we wonder, what is our purpose in life? And right here, verse 47, here's what we're supposed to do. "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name," Jesus, "among all the nations. And it began in Jerusalem." Verse 49, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with the power from on high." Talking about the Holy Spirit. "And he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God." Amen. And that is Luke 24. And I pray this podcast bless you this morning. You know, I think we forget about this good news sometimes when we live in a world that's so dark and ugly now. And we need some light. And the problem is that when, you know, you hear the saying, the light shines the brightest in the dark. And right now it is dark. And so many Christians are not shining the light. And so many Christians are afraid to share the good news. And so many Christians are just backed into a corner, and we've kind of just laid down. And I think it's time that we stood up and we started preaching Jesus Christ and repentance of sins and calling sin what it is and standing boldly on the foundation of Jesus Christ, because we're going into a time. We're in a time. We're not going into it anymore, folks. It's here. It's upon us. These are the days. And now's when we're going to find out what we're really made of, what our faith really is. Peace and grace be with all of you. Praise the living God. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is risen. Until next time, God bless.